The Shulchan Aruch says in it in the Talmud that a person should not eat before prayers. However, why is this? Because the Torah says Chidlu lachim min ha'adam asher neshama ve'apoi ki ba'men nechshavu. I think it's in Ishaya. I don't remember. Get away from a person that his soul is still in his nostrils, because what is he? It's like a rhetorical question. And the Talmud says, Al tikri bame el bama. Don't say what is he, read bama. Bama means like an altar, what people used to do sacrifices. So a person that takes care of himself or herself, whatever, before praying to God, it is like a person offering an offering to idolatry. Like you take care of, you first take care of yourself and then God. No, first God and then yourself. Okay, that's what the Talmud says in Brochos, and then that's what the Shulchan Aruch copies. That's why people don't eat or drink before prayer, except for certain exceptions. For instance, water. Water is not considered that you're taking care of your body. It's like a very, very fundamental need of any human being. And God created us like this, so you can drink any amount of water you want. Then the authorities start arguing, what about coffee? Can you put sugar on the coffee or not? Can you put milk on the coffee or not? The tea, sugar with the tea. Okay, that's a different argument. Some people say you could drink tea without the sugar. You could drink the coffee, but without the milk and the sugar. Okay. Many different opinions on this. What about eating? Most of opinions agree, don't eat. Except for a person that is sick, can eat, drink, no problem. Because it's a sickness, whatever. Okay, having said that, in many situations we do say that today we're weaker than before. People used to fast before so many times a week and etc. Today we're not so strong, the body is not so strong, so we don't fast anymore. Usually we give tzedakah, and sometimes it's even harder to give tzedakah than to fast. You know, I'm not going to eat, but my money I'm not going to give you. Okay, so having said that, there's a story. The story is of one of the wives of one of the sons of the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Rebbe of Chabad. I don't remember if she was Rivka or not. I forgot the name. But she was a very religious woman, very, very religious woman. And she used to pray very early in the morning and say the Tehillim, the Psalms, etc. And before eating, before drinking, anything. It came at a specific moment in her life. She was sick. And the doctors told her she has to drink and eat before prayers. Otherwise, she's going to be too weak, etc., etc. And she did not keep that. She woke up very early, she prayed, and then she ate. When the Rebbe heard this, the Tzemach Tzedek heard this, he called her in. And he said to her, it's better to eat, to pray in order to pray, than to pray in order to eat. Your prayers are like quick and fast because you're hungry, so your praying is not so good. It's better to eat in order to pray. Based on this, and halachically speaking, because that's a nice story, but it's not halacha. So halachically speaking, based on the fact that today we're weaker people, and certainly it's difficult to concentrate on prayer, and usually Chabadnikims pray a little bit late, so you really get angry. So based on all of this, go eat something. Don't eat a whole meal, that's forbidden. But eat something, a piece of cake, mezoinus, whatever, drink a coffee, and then go to prayer, and you can focus better and understand better. The main idea of prayer is the heart. It's avoid the shebaleiv. It's a work in the heart. So if your heart is going to be thinking about food, what is your prayer going to be about? So the main thing of the prayer, you missed it. You said the word, yeah, as fast as I could because I was so hungry. So what did you really accomplish with your prayers? That's what the Chabad approach says.